via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. news outlets say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Democratic Representative Marsha Fudge to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Fudge is the second African-American to be named to Biden's cabinet, following Biden's decision Monday to name retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Defense Secretary. The incoming president has been under growing pressure by minority advocacy groups to fulfill his campaign promise to diversify his cabinet with a wide range of blacks, Latinos, and Asians. Biden will also nominate Tom Vilsack to lead the Agriculture Department, a job he held for 8 years under former President Barack Obama, for whom Biden served as vice president. President Trump and President-elect Biden held simultaneous events focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic Tuesday. President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It's still unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team that promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden is also calling for people to wear a mask in public for the first 100 days he's in office. The president-elect also pledging to bring the coronavirus pandemic under control, to open most of the nation's schools during the first 100 days in office. President-elect made the comment, adding that the promise is dependent on Congress providing sufficient funding to protect students, teachers, and staff. For details on more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Australian police arrested an 18-year-old man who allegedly expressed interest in committing a mass casualty attack motivated by right-wing ideology. Australia's staunch U.S. ally has been on heightened alert against the threat of homegrown radicals after several lone wolf attacks in recent years. A white supremacist gunman from Australia killed 51 Muslim worshippers in New Zealand last year. Australian intelligence agencies have regularly warned of an increased threat by right-wing aligned individuals since then. Vaccines against COVID-19 may be arriving here in the U.S. as the fastest ever vaccine development reaches a conclusion. Experts say no corners have been cut, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering authorizing the vaccines after a shorter than normal safety testing period. No word of any sinister events taking place in the clinical trials so far. There are still many unknowns. Vaccines drug maker partners Pfizer and BioNTech will get a hearing at the FDA on Thursday. Emergency authorization could follow within days if all goes well. The Ethiopian government says its forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region on Sunday after the staffers breached two checkpoints en route to a refugee camp. The UN reached an agreement last week with the Ethiopian government to provide humanitarian aid in Tigray, saying at the time the deal would give aid workers access to government-controlled areas of the region, but access has remained limited. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the war, which has displaced more than 1 million people, including more than 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. The U.S. Army has dismissed or suspended 14 officers ordered policy changes following a sweeping independent investigation of sexual harassment and violence at the base at Fort Hood, Texas, including the murder of a female soldier there earlier this year. Hong Kong police arrested 8 individuals, activists, in connection with the July protests, the latest, in a widening crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Tuesday's arrests were carried out hours after the U.S. sanctioned another 14 Chinese officials over China's move last month to expel 4 pro-democracy lawmakers from Hong Kong's legislature. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.